For loy b'nei bonim, it wasn't his children. In other words, the father says like this: I want you to give my son an allowance, but in case my son dies, I don't want his children to yashin, but instead of his children yashinin, yirshu acherim tachtayim. I want somebody else to yashin instead of him. I want the other brothers to yashin instead of him. So then the halacha is, since we see the father is makbid, like the leftover money should not go to his sons, to his mishpacha, then we say, bein shom atnu, bein shom al titnu, whether the father only said, give this son a shekel a week, or whether he said, don't give him more, in both cases, a nice and lamella shekel. We only give the son just a shekel. But since we see the father want to give the rest of his money to somebody else, so he's only giving to the son because the money's alive, and it's pretty stingy. So he only means to give him exactly what he said. But otherwise, as Rashbam says, we see the father only wants to give away a small amount. That there should be money left over to give to other people. The dafku come a shekel. Therefore, it's like the dafku he said a shekel. That's what the Braisa says. Now, for hoch over here, the kishtei sodois, u kishnei b'nei yodim domi. It's like two different fields and two different people over here. U ketoni dekoni, and still it says, there's other people that is koni, because he's talking about two different sons here. And we say, the response is, Vahocha, the Roma Loshin Matan Labona, Kirtani, Tanu Shekel Abni, the Loshin Yerushal Acherim. He said, give a present, that's a present to one son. And then he said, when he dies, the Yerusha should go to a different son. Ogutani Yershom Acherim. And still we see it helps. So we're here, it's clear proof that even though they're two different sons, and they're two different properties, as long as at one time it's said a Loshin of Titnu to give, we say it means a Lashon Matana and both is Chal. Because otherwise, when he says the second son should Yashin, how could that be? You can't have that be Master, Mashkos of a Torah. Because we know the Halacha is when a son dies, the grandson takes over. The Yaitzi Recha, your Mishpacha takes over. And here it says your Mishpacha doesn't take over. So you see clearly, even two different people and two different fields, still it's called a Matana. Samar says, "Who Meisav Lavu Mafarik Lo?" They asked the question, he answered it. I tell you, Baroyul Yorshay. You know what we're talking about over here is it could be the second son gets the Bateros Yerusha. It's not a present, but when the father said, when the first son dies, somebody else should yashin, he didn't mean somebody else altogether. He meant another son, and therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruchi, it goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruchi. That we'll have later on in the next Mishnah, that he says, in Mamar Amisha Royal Yarshav, Dvarav Kayyaman. He holds that a father has a right to say, a father has five sons. Now, when the father dies, all five Yashin equally. Yechanan says, no, a father has a right to say, I want all my property to go to one son, Toros Yerusha. Since this son would Yashin anyway, he'd only Yashin one fifth. But now that he's supposed to yashin something, we'll see the next Mishnah, that he holds his allowed to give everything away to one son. So maybe that's Pshat this Braisa. This Braisa goes according to Yochanan ben Uri, or Yochanan ben Baruchi. So therefore, you have no proof. To one son it's said a Matana, but to the second son it's said a Yerusha. And really to the second son it's only Yerusha, it's not a Matana. If it's a Yerusha, how could he give away everything to one son? That there it is, it goes according to Yochanan ben Baruchi. That a father has a right to say, B'teres Yerusha, I want one son to Yashin more than the other sons. It's only been Master, Maschas B'teres, somebody that's not real, like to a daughter. The guy left over three sons and one daughter, and he says, I want my daughter to Yashin, that doesn't help. That's called you going against the Torah. But as long as you say that to one of the sons, that son is supposed to Yashin, Halacha is, if Yechon holds, that son Yashins. Maybe this price goes according to Rabbi Yochanan, therefore there will be no proof to our sheshes. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Now, Omer Rav Asher, Rashi says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. What about somebody says, Nichsei Lecho, listen, my property, I want to go to you. I want to give you my property. Nichsei Lecho, my property belongs to you. But if you die, Yirish Pliny, I want somebody else to Yashin. I don't want your son to Yashin it.
Guy says to his friend, I want you to have my property. But when you die, I don't want your son to have it, but rather Yirash Pliny, somebody else should yashin after you. The Yachra Yachrecha, and after the second guy dies, Yirash Pliny, guy made a whole list here. I'm giving Reuven a present until he dies. When he dies, it goes to Shimon. When Shimon dies, the present goes to Yehuda. So Lachar is, Meis Rishon, when the first one dies, Enechnami, Konashani, the money goes over to the second one. We'll soon see questions of a second son or it's a different person altogether. But the Tanai helps. The father only gave the present to Reuven. Kozeman Reuven was alive. When Reuven died, the father said originally, I want him now to go to Shimon. So it says Kona Shimon. What about May Shimon? Then Shimon dies. So Kona Shlishi and Echnami. Then Shimon's sons do not take over, but rather it goes to the third person, the way the father originally said. But what's going to be V'yim May Sheni? B'chayirishan, again, the father said, first I want my property to go to Reuven. If Reuven dies, then it goes to Shimon. Now Shimon died when Reuven was still alive. What's going to be then, later, when Reuven dies, is Yachsru Nechosov L'Yosharishan. Halacha is, the property stays by Reuven's children. In other words, the father only said that when Reuven dies, it goes over to Shimon. If Shimon's alive, but here that Shimon died already, so it can't go over to Shimon. So therefore, the property remains by Reuven, and when Reuven dies, it goes down to his children. Now, for Halacha over here, the Havamin are talking about now the rules, three different sons. It's the father has three sons. For Halacha over here, it's like two different fields to two different sons. And the first one he said, I'm giving for a present. But the next one he says, Vateros Yerusha. And it says it helps. That when the first son dies, the second son takes over. It doesn't go to his children. The second one takes over. So even though to the second son he said, Lashon Yerusha, you see like Rosh Hashanah. That as long as to one son he said a lashon of a matana, that lashon helps even for the second son. So who here it's approved to Rosh Hashanah. Samar says no. The chitayim, maybe you're going to want to tell me yochinami here also the role liyarshav. I'll tell you again, this price is talking about that the children now are all role to Yashin the father. We're not talking about daughters here. We're talking about the three sons. And if maybe this price also goes for Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruki, it goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruki, like we have in the next Mishnah, that he holds, there is a din Torah like that. A father has the right to say, I want to make one son, Yashin, all my property. So therefore, it goes with Teres Yerusha, but it goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruki. Samar says, no. If that's the Pshat Yehochi, so what happened here? Klaw. The father said, first I want this property to go to one son. For a present. I said, when he dies, I want the other son to yashin him. Very good. Like Rabbi Yochanan Bruka, that son yashins. But now the question is, what's the third thing the father said? The third thing the father said is, that when the second son dies, he wants the third son to yashin it. Not the second son's son's yashin, but the third brother yashins. That's the question why. Even according to Yochanan ben Bruka, true, the second son could yashin, but if he yashins, it stays by his children, it stays in his mishpacha. You don't give it away to the third son then. If it's not a matan of Yerusha, why does it go away? That's the question. Yehochi, if you want to say, goes with Teres Yerusha. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, Yehochi, Meis Sheni, why does the Brisa say that when the second son dies, Kona Shlishi, the property goes now to the third brother. The way the father said it, why? Hasholach Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Aviyah, that Ledibur Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, that says the father has the right to give Yerusha to one son more than the other sons. Nichtei Lecho, the father says this property should go to you. V'yachrecha Leplani, and after you should go to somebody else. Perishan royally Yoshai. Now the first son was a son that was fit to Yashin. In such a case, Ain Lishani Bemakim Rishan Klum. Why? She'ain Zeloshin Matono El Loshin Yerusha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, any time a father gives one son more than the other son, if that son is a Bar Yerusha, the father has the right to give it to him a Teres Yerusha. And it's like Yerusha. It's like that son Yashin's. The Yerusha ain lo hefsik. That's the lacha. Yerusha, there's no end to something. Once you yashin something from your father, when the son goes, it goes down to his son, his grandson, his children go downwards. It can never go crosswards. Present, you can make tonight to go to a brother to go across. But if once a son yashins it, even though that son dashins, it has to go down to his son, to his grandson, down, down, down. So the Nizbraisa that says that when the second one dies, the property goes over to the third son, it can't go according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Brucha. It can't go b'teras Yerusha. It has to go b'teras Matana. If so, here it's a good proof for Sheshes, that even though there are two different sons here and two different properties, still we say, since the first Lashon was a Lashon Matana, it helps for the second one also. Yet Yufta, the Lekulat Yufta. Zmor says, if so, Leima Naimati Yavit Yufta Resh Lakish. Let's say it's also a Kasha Resh Lakish. For the Morva Tizbro, Vorma Rova, Hilchos Takavosa the Resh Lakish. Bani Tlos anyway. The Rov is still depassling Resh Lakish in these three things. And these are one of the three things. So you can't shlug up Resh Lakish then. Zmor says, Lakasha. I tell you, Kan Bater Kredibor, Kan Liyacha Kredibor. It depends when the father said it. If the father said it Toich Kredibor, that first he said to one son Beloshin Matana, and then he said to the second son Beloshin Yerusha, since he said it Toich Kredibor, it's good. So Mela, that's when it helps.
Yes, Rashbam says it here. Yitvos Yechad, and the Klum, the Yitvos Echad, the Yechad command Lesadami, Gern Yerusha Matana, Li Echad, Loshen Yerusha, Bottle, Loshen Matana Kaina. Yeah, so therefore, when you said it, Bevat Tatarchadibur, then Taken helps, there's no stira. Then Rosh Lakish would also agree to say that since the father said Loshen Matana, then the Taken helps. That's where Rosh Lakish said it doesn't help, and we pass like that. That's where the father said it, Liachakadibur. So if he said, I want to give one son a present, and then he waited a few minutes, a minute, and then he said to the next son, Baturus Yerusha and Echadami, then Taka doesn't help. It only helps if he says it, Turk Tedibur, which is like 2 or 3 seconds. And the Gemara says, the Ilchus of the Locher is, Kol Turk Tedibur. Anything you say within 2 or 3 seconds is Kedibur Dami. It's like one thing. We always say during davening, if you make a mistake and you change your mind right away, Turk Tedibur, it's okay. When you say now and soon still, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. If you say HaKel HaKadosh, and Turk the Deeper right away, next 2 or 3 seconds, right away change your mind and you say HaMelech HaKadosh, it's okay. Turk the Deeper helps. Lavar excluding Me'avoydes Kechovin U'Kedushin. The guy worships Avoydes Zorah. Rashi Rashbam says,